Well, good evening, everyone. My name is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I want to extend a warm welcome to everyone who's joining us here on our new weekly event at Brighteon TV called The Tenpenny Files on Your Health. For the last 22 years, I've been given literally thousands and thousands of interviews on radio, television, podcasts, and gave presentations at life's conferences and seminars, but almost all my information has been on vaccines one way or another. But as a trained emergency medicine doctor who ran a level 2 trauma center for 12 years, I got a lot of other things that I want to talk to you about, and that's why we're bringing you this show on your health. Sometimes it'll just be me giving presentations and talking about a topic. Sometimes we'll have some very important guests that will come in and bring information to you that I hope you will only have to you'll only be able to find with us. But tonight, a technology has been around that since 1953, is FDA approved for treating chronic refractory chest pain, high blood pressure, memory loss, and more. We're going to be talking about that. It's called external counterpulsation. Stay tuned.
The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com.
The Kelly Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Kelly Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Kelly Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with the Kelly Key. The Kelly Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build a quietest suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at KellyKey.com with free shipping.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer? Is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
Well, welcome back, everyone, and welcome back to the Tenpenny Files on Your Health. As I was saying right before we went to the commercial break, there's a technology that's been around since 1953. It became FDA approved for treating chronic refractory chest pain, high blood pressure, and cardiogenic shock in 1995. And then from 1995 till about 2002, it got a soft nod of approval from the FDA to help with cardiomyopathies. But since that time, it's been around. There have been onesie-twosie clinics here and there. But for the most part, this technology has sort of been collecting dust in the closet. This technology is called external counterpulsation. It is a FDA-approved device, like I was saying, and I kind of equate it to, if you remember back probably in the 60s or the 70s, there was a carburetor that was made that could run on water. There were also engines that were made that could get 70 miles to the gallon, that they were bought out and shut down and shoved into oblivion by big gas and big oil. Well, as ECP was coming on and they were doing more and more research about external counting pulsation that you'll hear me refer to as ECP during this presentation we're going to talk about tonight, it was about the same time that all of the big hospital systems were merging. It was at the time when all the insurance companies were kind of taking over the whole landscape of healthcare, and cardiovascular disease was being treated by stents and by CABG, which stands for coronary artery bypass graft surgery, which most of you would think of it as open heart surgery is what they would call that. And they would take a vein or an artery out of your leg and that they would sew it to a blood vessel in your heart that had a blockage. So it would take, if the blockage was like in the middle of my finger here, it would take the artery in the vein and it would sew around the blockage. They would call that bypass graft surgery. And even during the days when I was back working full-time in the emergency department, and I was the director of a level 2 trauma center for 12 years, that kind of surgery kind of never really made sense to me because it was, and that was long before I knew anything about integrative medicine or about vitamins, supplements, all the different types of tools that are available that we use in our clinic now at Tenpenny Integrative Medical Center here in Cleveland, Ohio. I knew nothing about that at the time, but still that bypass surgery never made any sense to me. Because first of all, was the underlying cause of that blockage ever being addressed? Things like bad diet, lack of exercise, lack of CoQ10 and magnesium, and different types of nutrients that were important. And that blood vessel that they took out of your leg was the same type of probably not very healthy blood vessel that they were using to graft to sew around the blockage in your blood vessel. But that became the standard of care. It became really prominent standard of care in the early 2000s, right when ECP was really starting to take off. Because as you'll see when we go through this presentation, if you go through a full course of ECP, external counter pulsation, a full course is by the medical literature said to be 35 visits. Most of the time, your body grows its own blood vessels and you don't need that bypass surgery. They actually increase the expansibility, the elasticity of your blood vessel walls, so you don't need that stent. So all that money that was going to be put into the pharmaceutical industry, into the hospital systems, into your insurance companies, and all of those things could be bypassed by a simple, non-invasive, passive exercise tool. And so insurances didn't pay for it. Doctors didn't get reimbursed very much. So it just kind of went into the closet. I had my first, so let's get started here a little bit with these slides. Because this is what was happening, this is now what's happening with the messenger RNA. In fact, I got interested in ECP because in February of 2022, so just a little over a year ago, I had my first ECP treatment. I was out in California with a friend who went regularly to this one clinic where they had several beds and just got on the bed because it just made her feel so much better and made her have, she was a former athlete and it gave her more exercise tolerance and brought her blood pressure down. And she said she just felt like she'd been out jogging for like a couple of miles after she had a 1 hour treatment on this bed. So she said, why don't you come with me? Why don't you get on the bed and see what it's like? And I did. And quite frankly, I have a lot of what we call dependent edema, which is kind of swelling in my ankles and around my lower legs. And honestly, it's just because I sit in this chair or my chair in my office upstairs for way too many hours a day, and I just don't get up and exercise enough. So after I had that first treatment, that very, very first treatment, all the swelling went out of my legs and it was gone for about 3 weeks. And I felt like I could take a deeper breath. I felt like I had greater exercise tolerance after just that first treatment. And then I was back out there 3 weeks later on business and I said, well, I'm going to go get another one of those treatments. And it was even better. And in the meantime, I had God sort of poking me in the shoulder saying, Sherry, I want you to do something with this technology. And I said, well, I don't know. I don't think so. And I came back and I looked through all the medical literature and I said, no, Lord, thank you very much. And I thank you for the opportunity, but I'm just not interested. And I heard the Lord say in my spirit, do you know who you're talking to? It's like, oh, yeah. Maybe I better be so more polite. How about if I say, no, thank you, sir? Well, that didn't fly very well either. And so the Holy Spirit just kept pushing on me and pushing on me, saying, this is really needed, really needed. All these people are having these heart conditions from these jabs. And of course, that's the center of my life and has been for the last 23 years, has been talking about these, about vaccines in general, and then COVID jabs in specific over the last 3 years. And that, and all of the information about this time last year that was starting to come out just massively about how these shots were causing heart problems. And we know that for decades, prior to COVID, even pre-COVID, that the number one killer in America was heart disease, hypertension, atrial fibrillation, cardiomyopathies, myocarditis, pericarditis, heart attacks, strokes, all of these things. It's long been the biggest problem in America. So I said, okay, Lord, if this is really what you want me to do, I'm going to be like Gideon. And if you remember the story of Gideon, you know, an angel came to Gideon and said, we're tapping on you on the shoulder to go free the Israelites from the Midianites. And Gideon said, what? No, wait, no, not me. Mm-mm, not me. You know, my family is the lowest on the rung of the, all of our entire tribe. And I'm the youngest kid in my family. You can't be asking me to do this. No, thank you, sir, is what he said to the angel. And the angel said, yeah, it's you. We want you to do this. And Gideon's like, maybe I'm just hearing noises in my head. So I want a sign. I want you to show me a sign. And so there, in the whole story, there was a sign of the fleece. There was a sign of the water. And finally he said, okay, well, I guess that's it. Well, I don't know what I'm doing. And the angel said, not to worry. We'll guide your steps. So I sort of took then that story and I said, okay, Lord, if this is really what you want me to do, I was kind of getting ready to retire, got my life. I love doing my podcasting now, and I love doing my writing, and everything was just kind of settling into where I really wanted it to be. And he said, no, you need to go start a new career. You need to do this. I said, okay, Lord, I'm going to be like Gideon. I'm going to ask for a sign. I want you to, the money has to show up, because this is an expensive project. The money has to show up. The people have to show up. You have to put together the right team. And the real estate has to just sort of fall in my lap. Because I've looked at enough commercial real estate in the last year or two that I just am not really interested. And it has to be fun. Well, honestly, I prayed that prayer in all earnesty. And within about 3 weeks, the investors showed up. The real estate started showing up. People are sending us resumes from all over the country saying, when you're ready, call me. I really want to come and work for you. This sounds delightful. It's what I've always wanted to do in nursing and in healthcare. And then the fun part is how much better people get from this treatment and the testimonials. I could spend another whole hour or two right here on the show telling you the testimonials of how well people turn the corner. People that have said they have been told by their doctors, there's nothing more we can do for you. And after going through a full set of 35 of these treatments, they're out walking, they're kickboxing, they've lost weight, they're off all of their medications. And it's fun to just see people get well that have been told there was nothing else that they could do. So let's go back to the slides here for a second. So the first slide is the destruction of the temple. You know, you've heard me if you've been following me for a while, in fact, and for sure for the last 3 years, but I've been talking about problems associated with vaccines for almost 23 years now. And so when the COVID shots and the COVID jabs came along, notice that we never call them vaccines because they're not. But when the COVID jabs came along, it was just a natural extension for me to go from talking about MMR and pertussis and tetanus and shingle shots and all of these other, you know, the multiple doses of 17 different vaccines that our kids get now, to talking about the problems with COVID in general. And the first year we talked about the myth of the mask, the fraud of the PCR testing, the nonsense and nonsense of the social distancing. And then in 22, we talked all about the shots and the problems with the shots. And we talked about repenting and getting our life right with the Lord, because people decided that that shot would take away their fear rather than dealing with the fear through the Holy Spirit. You know, when the Bible says more than 300 times, fear not, and God bothers to repeat himself that many times, I think it's kind of important. It was kind of important to pray about that and get the spirit of fear out of your body, rather than bowing your knee to the pharmakia, to a pharmaceutical product, and wanting that pharmaceutical product to take away your fear, put the convenience back in your life. Some people did it out of coercion, and some people did it because they really felt like they had no other options, or they felt like socially they were doing the right thing. I was getting my shot to keep you from getting sick, which I've often used the analogy to say it was like me putting up my umbrella so you don't get wet in the rain, or me putting on suntan lotion so you don't get sunburn. Well, nonetheless, we're down going into the fourth year of this nonsense, and I'm hoping that most of the people that are doing this, that have done this, are saying, wow, I really made a mistake. I really, really hope I never have to do, I won't ever do one of these again. And how do I get this out of my body? And now we know how many people actually have had heart disease, and that's what got my real interest in this. So on the first slide here, it says the destruction of the temple, mRNA injections destroy and modify human genetics. Well, I think, you know, all of my presentations are from a very Christian perspective. And if that offends you, then maybe that's something you need to look at in your life. If, you know, I can talk about the science and I can talk about God, and the two things do not need to be mutually exclusive, and they're absolutely not that way in my life. So these words to remember come from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Do you not know that your temple, that your body is the temple of God, and the Spirit of God that dwells in you? If any man destroys the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, and that is what you are. So that's why most of the time last year, where people who just voluntarily rolled up their sleeve and got a shot so they could go on a cruise, they violated the holy temple, which is a sin. It's a sin just like pornography or drug abuse or human trafficking or any of those horrible things that might be in your life. So getting your right life with God is really an important message. In fact, the Lord told me last year, I said, what do you want to talk about this year, God? You know, I'm really tired of talking about COVID. And it was like, repent and bring people back to me. So that's what we did. That's what I did most of last year. So what we ended up seeing, what was happening now from these shots, is damaged hearts. You know, our cardiovascular disease, and I alluded to this a couple of minutes ago, that nearly 2,400 Americans die of cardiac causes every single day. And those are pre-COVID stats. Those are people dying of things like blockages in their heart, of strokes. There's two different kinds of strokes. One is ischemic, which is you get a little blood clot in an artery in your brain. And when your brain doesn't get blood flow, that's called an ischemic stroke. If you have something like an aneurysm or there's a bleeding blood vessel in your brain, that it goes in and puts blood all over your tissue, it destroys the tissue. It's the iron in the blood that actually destroys brain tissue itself. That's called a hemorrhagic stroke. So people die, so they put strokes into cardiovascular conditions. Cardiomyopathies is when the heart muscle itself starts to get overstretched, and that's what congestive heart failure is. The heart muscle gets weakened, and it's the way to kind of think about it or picture it in your mind is like an overstretched rubber band, that if you stretch it out, it doesn't resume its elasticity anymore. That's kind of what your heart muscle looks like during congestive heart failure. Then, of course, there's high blood pressure. And sadly, physicians and arrhythmias. Atrial fibrillation seems to be the big thing now, especially post-COVID shots. COVID shots are causing all of these things. They're causing blood clots, strokes, heart failure, high blood pressure, hypertension, because of the microscopic blood clots that your heart has to pump harder to go past those little tiny clots, and arrhythmias. So many people now are getting atrial fibrillation or ventricular arrhythmias or something called PACs, which is happening in the top part of your heart, post-COVID injections. So the thing that we've heard the most about in the news is this whole complex called myocarditis with the COVID shots. And now there are so many published papers out about this. I'm going to say there are dozens and dozens. And Dr. Peter McCullough, who's a friend of mine, he writes a Substack, and he's always reviewing the literature, then writing a Substack a couple times a week about an article that he's written, reviewed, that had to do with a lot of those conditions that I just mentioned, and also about the myocarditis. And when I was getting introduced to ECP, all of this medical literature about how these shots were causing the inflammation of the heart, which is exactly what myocarditis is. And this picture sort of describes it. The heart muscle itself gets inflamed. And when that heart muscle gets inflamed, it doesn't contract appropriately. And when it does try to contract, it causes severe chest pain. And that's the number one symptom of myocarditis, is severe chest pain. And it's because that heart muscle is bruised. It's like it's bruised. It's like it's inflamed. And when it can't pump because it hurts, it's like if you get a big bruise in your muscle and it's hard to walk down and up the stairs because your muscle's bruised. It's the same thing that's happening in your heart with myocarditis. You're getting inflammation of your heart and it's not contracting appropriately. So you are getting pain in your chest. And so as I was learning about ECP and I was pulling up all the medical literature that I could find about what did it treat, what did it do, which we're going to talk about in a couple of minutes, I started seeing that myocarditis is kind of leads to cardiomyopathies and leads to congestive heart failure and leads to arrhythmias, which the medical literature, which has been around since the 60s, 70s, and 80s, say that ECP helps to improve this. Now, even though ECP isn't used that much in the United States, it's used extensively overseas. And sometimes when you Google ECP, external counter pulsation, or the EECP, which is extended external counter pulsation, which is what all of the different medical literature talks about, you'll see these really beautiful websites and they look like really great clinics. But then when you scroll down to the bottom of the page, you find out that that clinic website that you're looking at is in Singapore or Japan or India, not so often in China because of their internet rules. But over the last 25, 35 years, most of the research on ECP and how much it helps with all these cardiovascular and neurological complications has come from out of China, India, Japan, and Singapore. Now think about that for a minute. Singapore and India. India has a huge population. Japan has an aging population, as does Singapore. And China has a huge population that is also an aging population. And certainly those countries cannot afford very expensive Western American style medicine with stents and surgeries and all kinds of medications that is suppressive medicine that just tries to shut down your high blood pressure or your arrhythmia without really looking at an underlying reason for it and trying to address that. And along the way, I think those researchers, as they were doing all kinds of clinical studies to see how ECP helps the heart and why does this actually work? I mean, what's actually happening that is causing ECP to have a positive benefit on the blood vessels inside of the heart muscle itself? What is actually happening? What's actually happening in your carotid arteries? What's actually happening at the bifurcation of your arteries? Because as your carotid artery comes up the side of your neck, it splits into two branches. And one branch goes more to your face and the front of your head, and the other one goes up in the middle part of your head and goes to in the deeper blood vessels. So why is this working? And I think that while they were experimenting, doing their clinical investigations and their clinical trials to try to figure out what is it that makes this work, they were seeing secondary results. Like the patients were coming in going, you know, that restless leg syndrome that I had, it's kind of gone. Or, you know, that numbness I had in my feet, I don't have that anymore since I've been doing the CCP. Or my blood pressure has dropped so low, I can get off my blood pressure medications. So then I think the investigators start going, huh, I wonder if ECP would help for fill in the blank. Like, I wonder if ECP will help for depression. I wonder if ECP will help for glaucoma and macular degeneration. I wonder if it will help chronic renal failure, because if we can get better perfusion and better blood flow through the kidneys, then maybe that would make the BUN and creatinine come down and it would show that the kidneys are working better. And so there's a lot of medical literature that we're going to talk about here in the second half of the program. I'm going to go through some of the medical literature and show you what they have found that ECP is good for. And I kind of tell people will call in or they'll send in emails or ask questions and they'll go, will ECP help? And then fill in the blank. And the standard best way to think about this, think about any condition you have in your body that would get better if it had a better blood supply. if you had better blood flow that was going into that organ? What is the way that that would get that? If there's anything that would help with that, I mean, if blood flow, increased oxygenation would help, then yes, it would get better. Would it resolve it completely? That would be on an individualized basis. Some people are more damaged than others, and some people are further down the road of degenerative disease than others, but it certainly will help to a certain degree. So I'm just going to go one more slide here, and then we're going to get ready for our break and say a little bit more about what is myocarditis. Myocarditis is actually damage to the actual muscles of your heart. So, like, if you go to the store and you happen to eat beef heart and you get a heart, that's what your heart looks like. And what you're looking at is cardiomyocytes of that cow's heart. A long-term myocarditis leads to a progressive weakening of the heart muscle, just like that overstretched rubber band that we were talking about, and can lead to congestive heart failure. The short-term prognosis is generally pretty good, but the long-term effect can be really long-lasting. So this is something that we're going to talk about. One of the things, this is a slide that subclinical myocarditis can be occurring in every single person that's had even one shot. And many of the times they are asymptomatic. So it's causing every single shot that people have gotten. And if they've gotten two shots and another shot as a booster and on and on and on, they get more inflammation in their heart and it may be going on and they may not even know it. So we're about ready here to take a short break. We'll have a commercial break right here. And when we come back after the break, we're going to get into some medical literature and explain more specifically how ECP can help your health.
Satellite phones have been wiped out globally because of the supply chain collapse and war in Europe. But a truly amazing new option has emerged, the BiviStick, which allows you to send and receive text messages using almost any mobile device without relying on cell towers at all. In a world where war, riots, or a power grid failure can happen literally at any time, the BiviStick and its two-way satellite messaging gives you the power to reach loved ones, to send emergency messages or request a rescue. And to use this device, you do not have to register your name and you don't need to turn on location services or reveal your geographic location. The battery life is several days in duration and you can easily recharge it using a small portable power bank. There are only about 20,000 BiviSticks that will be available in America this year. Get yours now while they're still available at sat123.com. That's sat123.com. This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now. Post your videos today and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com.
In recent years, the world has only become increasingly more chaotic and uncertain. Disruptions to the supply chain have resulted in global food shortages, making it difficult for us to access the very resources we need to live in a functioning society. That's why it is now more important than ever to be prepared for the unexpected. Here at Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, we've made it our mission to help you and your loved ones be prepared for any emergency. Which is why we are dedicated to bringing you a wide selection of ultra-clean and lab-verified superfoods, supplements, preparedness items, and other health products. So support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
I'm Scott Gallagher, and I love watching Brighteon TV. Come join us.
SAT123.com.
Well, Well, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the Tenpenny Files on Your Health. Tonight, we're talking about ECP, external coronary pulsation, and we're also talking about myocarditis that has started from the COVID shots. So we talked a little bit about what the definition of myocarditis is, and this has been a study that was recently confirmed. It was just done last summer that said that they did a study on 250 different patients. And what they found was that the average age of myocarditis was 21 years of age, and that nearly 90% developed myocarditis after the second shot. So that, and you can see by this little graph up here that 1% of people got myocarditis after the first dose. That big orange circle there was the number of people that got in the study that got myocarditis after the second dose. And the blue little pie diagram was after the third dose. So you can see that second dose is really, really a hard thing for your heart. So this was a study that I pulled up tonight that I wanted to talk to you about just a little bit. This was a multi-center study that was just published in December of 21. They evaluated 140 different adolescents and young adults in 26 centers. So it was a multi-center study. The suspected myocarditis in 136 patients after 131 developed myocarditis after the Pfizer shot. And of that 131, 128 of them developed myocarditis after the second dose, which just goes along with the diagram that I showed you from a separate study that showed the same thing. Symptoms started within 2 days. 26 patients of those ended up in the intensive care unit. There were almost 70% had abnormal EKGs and arrhythmias. Remember I said the shots were causing all kinds of arrhythmias and things like that? That's really important. And that the ejection fraction stopped. Now, the ejection fraction is in your heart. You know, your heart is pumping. And it fills up with blood and then squeezes. It fills up with blood and then it squeezes. And the amount of blood that squeezes out on every pump is called the ejection fraction. And about 50%, 50 to 55% is considered normal. And in this study, almost 18% of people had their ejection fraction had lowered. An ejection fraction about 20% is almost deadly. So the most common symptom was chest pain. 99% of people had chest pain. Because remember I said your heart's inflamed? It doesn't beat right. It hurts. And that's what's causing the terrible chest pain that's happening. And then there was a separate study that was just done this year. It was just published just last month in the Journal of Clinical Medicine in February 10th of 23. It was a study of 76 patients that said the myocarditis following initial doses of Comirnaty, which was actually the FDA-approved form of the Pfizer shot that is not available in the United States, persisted for at least 12 months. We're only like 27 months into this nonsense. And so the persistence of the myocarditis is really, really important. And the mortality rate for myocarditis is 20% 1 year out, 50% at 5 years. So think of all the young people that are getting these shots. The 5-year-olds, the 7-year-olds, the 12-year-olds, all of the young athletes that are dropping over dead. 5 years from, they have about 50% of those people that have myocarditis, even asymptomatic, that they don't even know they have it, could be dead within 5 years. And this is from the Pfizer study. This was all the things that you've heard about. This was their first tranche of documents. It was a 35-page document or 38-page document. And this were all of the things that I pulled out that they said they knew that were causing these, the Pfizer shots were causing these types of problems before they even released them to the market. They had over 12,000 different types of problems, and they knew it before they even 1,200 different types of conditions that they knew that were happening. They had to hire 400 more people just to document all the side effects that were coming in from these shots before they even released it on the market. And these were the ones that I pulled out that they knew were happening from the shots: arrhythmias, heart attacks, cardiac arrest, cardiac failure, blood clots in the arteries, blood clots in the inside of the heart muscle itself, a myocarditis, acute myocardial infarctions, myocardial inflammation. Then if you can see down in the bottom, if you can't, I'm going to read it to you. It says the reported number of side effects. There were 1,209 people in this evaluation. over 1,000 of them had tachycardia, which is rapid heartbeat. They had arrhythmias. They had heart attacks, cardiac failure, POTS syndrome. 136 died. 767 got better. Some, that 21 recovered, but had ongoing and lingering side effects. 380 they did not know. The range of onset of those things on that chart up there were less than 24 hours or up to 21 days. The average was less than 24 hours. Now, just the heart attack side effects, just the heart side effects, if they would have been known, should have been enough to stop the release of this onto the market for everyone. Should have, and Peter McCullough said early on that there were enough signals on the problems with these shots. Remember that the Pfizer shot was released in December of 2020. J&J and AstraZeneca was released in February of 21. And Peter McCullough had said in, that by March of 21, 1 month into this, that there were enough dangerous, deadly signals from these shots that if the FDA had been doing its job and it wasn't bought off by the pharmaceutical industry and the World Economic Forum and all the people that are playing a role in this tyrannical democide, at that point in time, this should have been stopped and these shots should have been pulled off the market. But instead, going on 4 years now, we are still seeing people getting these shots, going for the boosters, doctors still advocating for them, public health services. And I just read an article a couple days ago that said the U.S. government has just purchased another 93 million COVID shots from Pfizer and Moderna. They're not letting up, even though we know this is happening. So when they reported this, up to 136 people had died. What was Pfizer's conclusion? This cumulative case review does not raise any safety issues. Continue surveillance. Carry on, carry on. Nothing to see here. And the, if the public would have known it, this should have been their response. You've got to be kidding me. One death was too many. 10, 50, 136 people died from these shots before they were even released to the market. This is where we are today. And all the athletes that are dying. This website here, it's called goodsciencing.com. Goodsciencing.com tracks all the dead athletes. And I just looked this up last night for this presentation, that as of February the 26th of 2023, there have been 1,773 cardiac arrests that we know of. And of those, 1,229 have died. These are young athletes at the top of their game that were forced to get these shots in order to continue to participate in their sport. And now over 1,200 of them are dead. And this is just a graphic representation of what I just said in terms of the numbers. The blue line there are the number of people that actually collapsed. The orange underneath it are the number of people who've actually died. 1,221 that we know about, that we were able to find as of February 26th of 2023. So what can be done? Can we go back and undamage the heart that is caused by these shots? Now, people ask me things like, how do I detox? I really made a mistake. I shouldn't have gotten the shot. How do I get it out of my body? And I only had one. How do I get these shots? What is the detox I have to do? Well, sadly enough, you really, you know, as long as I've been talking about problems associated with shots, whether it's MMR, chickenpox, flu shots, shingles shots, hepatitis A, hepatitis B, once you vaccinate, you can't unvaccinate. Now, there are things you can do to make yourself healthier. You know, we've been talking, I know other researchers that have talked about graphene oxide and hydrogel, and they've talked about how oral or IV EDTA seems to pull some of that out. We know that you can do colon cleanses. There's stuff you can do with chlorine dioxide that I think can help to clean out the body. But you can't ever get back to the same health space that you were before you had that shot. It just isn't possible. And the problem is that we know that the messenger RNA that's been injected continues to replicate and produce spike protein. They've now seen it. They know it happens for at least 17 months after the person has had that shot, and they found it on autopsies. So the problem is that you can't ever make it go away, but you can certainly do things to make it better. You can stop smoking. You can lower your blood pressure by exercise. You can lose weight. You can monitor the amount of alcohol you intake. You can lower your breasts. You can lower your stress. Choose good nutrition. I like what the American Academy of Lifestyle Medicine says. What they say is eat real food. Food that comes out of a box, a can, or they hold it, or they put it to you out a window is not real food. Eat mostly fruits and vegetables. Eat as much organic as you can afford. Eat really high quality, good quality meat from farmers that you know. Get from ranchers and farmers that you know. Get your chicken, your pork, your beef from ranchers that you know. Participate in organic co-ops. Drink more water. Drink about half of what your body weight a day in good quality filtered water. Get as much sleep as your body needs. Some people need more sleep than others. The standard 8 hours a night just doesn't work for everybody. I know I function on 4.5 and 5 hours of sleep all the time, and I'm just fine with that. Other people would be dead. They just couldn't do it. And I feel terrible if I sleep in bed like 10 hours or 8 hours. So get as much sleep as what your body needs. Exercise, move a little bit, lose some weight, good nutrition. You can do all of these things that will help you get better. And then is external counterpulsation. You will see it listed as EECP, which is enhanced external counterpulsation, because it is essentially those two are essentially synonyms. EECP is a registered trademark for Vasil Medical. It's a company that does ECP. The EECP is a registered trademark, and that's why in all the things that we're doing, we're just calling it ECP because that's what the technique is. We know, and this is how ECP works. This is exactly what it does. It can eliminate chest pain. It can improve your injection fraction, which we just talked about, that squeezing amount and getting the amount of blood out of your system. It lowers blood pressure, increases blood flow to extremities and into your brain, and it helps with by increasing nitric oxide, that shear pressure, the pressure that the ECP does against your arteries. What that actually does is it increases nitric oxide. And nitric oxide in your body is a natural vasodilator. So all of your blood vessels, including the blood vessels in your kidney, your liver, your heart, your lungs, your brain, all get more blood flow and more oxygen. It stimulates the endothelium to vasodilate. It decreases inflammation and increases a hormone that will help you build and grow your own blood vessels. So this is kind of what an ECP treatment looks like. You're laying on a bed. This is what's like in our center. You've got you've got blood pressure cuffs. There's a big cuff around your calf, one around your thigh, and one around your pelvis. And this has been used since 1953. It improves blood flow by 20 to 40%. It's so safe it can even be used during a heart attack. In fact, in the 1950s, they had rudimentary types of blood pressure of ECP beds that would actually in the back of an ambulance. So when they would go pick someone up that was having chest pain, possibly having a heart attack, they would put people on ECP while they were taking them to the hospital. It can be used if you've already had a stent. It makes your blood flow better. If you've had bypass surgery, as long as you're 3 months out, it will make your graft better. You can use it if you've got a pacemaker. It will just make your heart healthier. What it actually feels like is it feels like a deep tissue massage that's going on in your legs. And it has a sound because it's hooked up to the hydraulic pump. It's like heart cuffs, heart cuffs, heart cuffs, heart cuffs is how the puff it goes. And it kind of sounds like that. So you got a little bit of a hypnotic sort of thing and that deep tissue feeling on your legs. Most people sleep through the treatment. I know that I do. I like going to get my own treatments because it gives me an opportunity to take a nap. So who are the best candidates? People that have refractory chest pain. They're taking nitroglycerin all the time. They're on lots of medications because they're always having chest pain. If you have diverse and inoperable coronary artery disease, maybe you've got so many blockages that the cardiovascular surgeon says, we can't do a bypass. You need 7 or 8. The most we can do is 3 or 4. So you're not really a candidate for bypass surgery, or you're not really a candidate for angioplasty because maybe your blood vessels are really curvy, or maybe you've got 30 or 40 little tiny blockages and they just can't put in a stent. Patients who have high coronary calcium scores, they need that calcium, they need that collateral circulation. ECP can induce growth of blood vessels around those blockages. So you're a really good candidate for that. These are the things that have all been treated successfully with ECP over the years. Remember, I told you that Most of the research was done in China, Japan, Singapore, and India. Well, they found it helps all of these things: congestive heart failure, arrhythmias, hypertension, kidney disease, vision impairment. It reduces joint pain. It improves people that have had strokes, and dizziness, Parkinson's, memory loss, autoimmune disease, COPD, and even erectile dysfunction. There's four articles I found about that. It actually, there's a case report of a patient that had long haul COVID. She had ECP three times a week for 5 weeks, and her symptoms were completely resolved. This study, I'm probably going to go a couple extra minutes on this, is a study that was really important. It made me really angry when I read it. This study was done in 2008, and it showed that if someone had had a stroke and they had gotten on one of these beds within the first 7 weeks of having a stroke, they had 100% improvement of their symptoms. There was a second study that showed that if within 3 months after having a stroke, if they had had only 10 treatments, not the full course of 35, that 70% of the people had improvement. And that was done in 2013. As a physician, I was really angry because I said, think of all the people that have had strokes and heart attacks that could have improved just by being on this passive exercise equipment. How long does it last? Well, they've done a study up to 5 years, that they had 88% of the results that they gained, and it was just as good as incomparable to things people who had had stents and surgeries. People say, do I have to keep doing this? And it's like, well, I kind of use the analogy. If you were overweight, not a shape, and you went to the gym and you lost weight and you got in shape, would you actually cancel your gym membership? So people need to keep doing this because it makes them feel really good. They may take a break and not come like 5 days a week. They may like spread it out. But that's something we can talk about the next time we have this session. Are there any contraindications to ECP? Well, what about blood clots? You can have a DVT because ECP does not cause blood clots. And as long as you haven't had a blood clot like in the last several months, you can benefit from ECP and help to dissolve it. The real contraindications are pregnancy, fever, open wounds on the legs, palpable abdominal aneurysm, uncontrolled hypertension, and uncontrolled arrhythmias, because the machine has to be able to read your heartbeat. Superficial phlebitis means some of your legs are having problems because there's superficial blood clots and superficial phlebitis, and you wouldn't want to do an ECP treatment because it would be painful. And we do not accept patients who are on Coumadin for a lot of different reasons. So that all leads up to the last couple of minutes that I have with you here tonight to talk about our grand opening event in Ventura, California. We have one clinic here in Cleveland, Ohio, that's been open since last July. This is our grand opening event that's happening this week in Ventura. We're in March the 8th, this coming Wednesday night. I'm speaking at the Godspeak Church in Newberry Park from 6 to 8. It will be live streamed. If you're on our email list, you'll definitely be able to get the link to be able to listen to that presentation. On Thursday, I'm going to be in Santa Barbara, and we're at the University Center Stateroom, and we're going to be doing a two-hour presentation there. On Friday, there's a fundraiser for PERC, Protection of Educational Rights for Kids. It's a private dinner. They only have 80 tickets to sell. I learned earlier tonight they've already sold 50 tickets. It's like open forum, question and answer, more private, intimate time with me that I can just sit around and we can have chats and just talk about all sorts of things that are on your, I can answer your questions to that. And I don't know if you can see it there closely, but if you go to DonorBox, D-O-N-O-R, DonorBox.org/events, and then the event number is 413-436. The event number is 413-436. You can order your tickets there. And then on Saturday is our main opening event for our new location, which is in Ventura, California. It's actually 10-1071 South Seaward Avenue. I typed that in too quickly. It's 1071 South Seaward Avenue. We'll have a presentation, we'll answer questions, and people can get on the beds and see what they feel like. This is kind of what our center looks like in Ventura. It'll look a little different than that when you get there. And I just want to flash this up real quick. Anybody that's got that can get the QR code, it'll go to a certain place on our website where we are hiring. We're looking in California right now. We're looking for a nurse practitioner and an RN in the Ventura area. Hopefully, we're going to be opening more centers in California and across the country. But if you're in Ventura or anywhere close to Ventura, like Thousand Oaks or Ojai or maybe even Santa Barbara, and you're a nurse practitioner practicing in California and you want to come and join us at our center, you can go right there on that QR code. If you're an RN or an LPN, if you're a medical, if you're looking for a front desk job, we are also looking for a receptionist. Go to our QR code and send in your resume. So this is one of my favorite verses in the Bible too. For if you remain silent at this a time such as this and you don't do what the Lord tells you to do, were you born for a time such as this? So with that, thank you for being with me here tonight. We've got a couple of minutes of commercials at the end here that we want you to listen to. So with that, I just want to close out with one of my favorite verses in the Bible, which is Romans 12:12. Rejoice in hope, be patient in trouble, and be persistent in prayer. Until the next time, lean into God, trust Him for everything. He'll never let you down. Hang around for a couple minutes and look at our commercials here at the end. Even if you don't buy anything, we put a lot of work into these. Just honor us by spending a couple of minutes more with your time. And we'll see you next Monday night, same place, same time, brighteon.tv. If you're on our web, on our email list, tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, it's Coffee with Dr. T live on the internet. So come and join us tomorrow morning for coffee. And we'll do a happy hour with Dr. T on Tuesday and Thursday night this week. And I hope to see you in Ventura. I hope you guys wrote down all of those events. And you go to drtenpenny.com or you go to tenpennyecp.com. You can find out more information and our events list will be sitting right there. See you next week, everyone. Thanks so much. Have a good evening. We have arranged for an exclusive discount so my followers can try my favorite zeolite detox spray, Pure Body Extra, for a huge discount. At drtenpenny.com, under the shop tab, you'll see a tab that says buy zeolite for metal detox. Click on that tab and it will open a page that has a large orange button at the top that says get $50 off. And when you go to that page, you get an option to sign up for the monthly auto ship. And if you do that, you will get your first bottle of zeolite spray for only $13, and that comes with free shipping. When you add that all together, that adds up to an 82% discount. If you like the product, keep the auto ship because you will consistently get 20% off of each order, and you will continue to get free shipping. This is the best way to keep your body clean so it can simply work better. I've been using it to heal some long-standing gum problems that I've had by spraying it in my mouth on my gums every single day, and it's been just amazing. It's a tasteless spray. You use 4 sprays 3 or 4 times a day that it helps to keep your body cleaned out. I've had people ask me so many times, how long do I have to keep taking this and buying this supplement? Well, I'll tell you what, once you find a place on the planet that is clean and you don't have to detox, then I think you can stop it. But for now, I think it's really important to get the metals out of your body. You can find arsenic in tap water. There's mercury in your mouth from fillings, lead paint in older homes. You can get cadmium from jewelry and also from cigarette smoke. There's arsenic that can be in rice and fruit juice, and you can get it in runoff in your water if you have well water and you live out in the country. Pure Body Extra, the zeolite spray, removes all of that. So it's really important for you to use this product, and you can use it when you're pregnant, you can use it with nursing, you can use it with children of all ages, you can even use it with your pets. You can spray a little bit in their water so you can detox your animals so they have a healthier, cleaner, longer life also. So let me say that again. Go to drtenpenny.com, under the shop tab, click on the tab that says buy zeolite for metal detox, and then follow the prompts. As a first-time buyer, you'll get a first bottle for only $13. This is a special and exclusive discount just for the drtenpenny.com followers, and thank you so much in advance for participating in this special offer. And if you're going to buy supplements, we encourage you to shop at our store, which is shoptenpenny.com, or you can go directly to drtenpenny.com and go under the shop label. There's also a supplement label. We make it really easy, lots of different ways that you can find us. These supplements are private label supplements, have white bottles with green leaves. That's how you know that those are the special ones that you get the discounts on. If you go to the checkout and use podcast at the checkout, you'll get 10% off consistently all the time. Now, you may get other things that are put into your shopping cart. If they're not private label, you won't get the 10% off, but you will still have great savings if you're using a mixture of our private label supplements and other things that are available in our store. You can also get 10% off at our apparel store by using podcast at checkout. I love our apparel. In fact, I buy stuff from my own store. I get t-shirts and sweatshirts. I wear them at the airport. I have one that says Faith Over Fear. I wear that consistently on the airplane. I always get a lot of thumbs up because then that way you can share your faith with others and get a smile at the same time. We have totes and mugs and t-shirts and sweatshirts that are there. And we're always adding new things because we have a great designer. So be sure to go to drtenpenny.com underneath the shop button. You will be able to see our apparel store. Use podcast at the checkout for 10% off every time you shop. I want to say a word about one of our special sponsors, MyPillow.com. I know Mike Lindell personally, and I know how hard he works day in and day out to do great things for this country. He's made many, many affiliates available for his MyPillow products, and we are proud to be one of the affiliates to this company to support him and to support us. You know, there are more than 200 products available at the MyPillow.com store. So you can find something for a special person, for a special event. You can even find things for your pets at MyPillow.com. Now, we know that there are a lot of affiliates that support Mike Lindell and use this affiliate program. But if you're going to share the love a little bit, use promo code DRT. You can frequently get 60% off, and sometimes they run special deals of 70 and 80% off. So check back frequently. Try shopping first at MyPillow.com and use DRT at the promotional code at checkout.